Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I'm sure that most of you are delighted to be paying a lot less to fill up your gas tanks than you did just 6 months ago. I know I certainly am. Goldman Sachs recently reported that the fall in prices is equivalent to a $125 billion tax cut by the federal government. However, not everything is peaches and cream. Consumers are not treating this extra cash flow as something to rush out to spend. The credit card companies Visa and MasterCard are not showing much of this extra cash being spent on discretionary items. A Visa survey of 4,500 American consumers found that about half of the savings is simply being kept in cash or checking accounts. Holding greater amounts of cash is a major sign of consumer uncertainty and worry about the near-term strength of the U.S. economy. About one-fourth of the savings are being used to pay down pre-existing debt. Only the remaining 25% is being spent going for small purchases rather than big-ticket durable goods. A high percentage of shale oil rigs in the U.S. have ceased production, with tens of thousands of oil service workers losing their jobs. The railroads are also suffering. Railroad car manufacturers have already laid off workers. For years, there were bidding wars to hire trains to haul crude oil across North America. Not anymore. A year ago, an oil railroad car lease cost $2,450 per month. Last month, that fell to $1,300 a month. There are at least a dozen mile-long trains parked unused around the country. You probably noticed that the gasoline price jumped about 10% in the past 10 days. That mostly has to do with the strike by members of the United Steelworkers at 9 U.S. oil refineries, the largest such strike in 35 years. These workers failed to reach a new labor agreement with the owners of the refineries, whose profits are being squeezed by lower prices. The United Steelworkers Union has contracts at more than 200 refineries, oil terminals, pipelines, and chemical plants. A prolonged strike could disrupt as much as 64% of U.S. fuel output. There is more negative news about the impact of lower oil prices, but I don't want to totally ruin your weekend. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.